Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
And this is why, going back to beginning, what I said is, this is a spot where you get together with another iron sharpen iron brother. Marshmallows don't sharpen iron. So make sure that you're picking the right person to get with at that time. Make sure that you can come and to somebody. That same chapter of Proverbs 27, says, wounds from a friend can be trusted. So get with somebody that loves you enough that they might potentially wound you as they speak the truth to you. Because the second part of that verse says that an enemy just multiplies kisses. An enemy will just say, no, it's never you. It's not you. You're fine. You're good. It's that sheep. It's that obstinate sheep. You know, just kick him in the ribs. That an enemy will just multiply kisses. You're fine. But a true brother that will love you enough to speak the truth to you can be the one that can sharpen you as well. So that's the people that we have to get around. So, you know, in your own church, you might have that person. You know, David had his Jonathan. Paul had his Barnabas and his Silas. We need to find who are those people that when I get bit, when something hurts as a result of that, that I can go to somebody and say, you have the maturity, I know that you love me enough to speak the truth to me, so let me lay this out for you, and even if what you say makes me go, ouch, but you love me enough to do this, and now I can try to make things right. I can say, okay, what can I do now to go back to that sheep that bit me? How can I resolve this situation?
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.